Hello and welcome. You're watching The Buck Stops here. I'm Amit Abre.
I'm Neha Khanna. Our big focus tonight, it's the shocking tale of willful and criminal negligence, total apathy and brazen violation of safety norms that hundreds of innocent families in Kerala have had to pay a very heavy price for. An illegal fireworks display triggering a massive blaze at the Puttangal temple in Kerala's Kollam district has resulted in the loss of over 100 lives, leaving more than 380 people hurt.
Well, despite the district collector having categorically denied permission, the temple authorities went ahead with an extremely dangerous fireworks display in the presence of close to 15,000 devotees. So tonight we are asking, will those responsible for the loss of so many lives be made to pay? And will any lessons be learned from this temple tragedy?
An unauthorized fireworks display at a temple festival that turned tragic, killing over 100 and leaving several hundred with injuries. With over 15,000 people watching, an ember from the display landed on the stockpile of fireworks kept in the temple, causing a fire of massive proportions, reducing the concrete two-story warehouse to rubble.
Out of this 100 persons who died, out of that, 60 persons are already identified. And we have yet to identify 40 persons.
200-200 meter tak logon ko injury hui hai. Aur abhi mujhe doctor bata rahe the ki kuch blast to aise the ki sharir aur matha kahin kahin alag ho gaye.
The Prime Minister flew down to Kollam with a team of doctors, inspecting the site of the fire, the Puttangal temple, meeting the injured in hospital and holding relief meeting with the Chief Minister. 10 Indian Air Force aircraft and 6 naval aircraft have been deployed to airlift the critically injured from Kollam to Trivandrum and Cochin. The fireworks display say authorities did not have permission, and the locals say they had been complaining about stockpiling of fireworks near their homes.
Permission for this fireworks, because they had asked to permission for conducting it on a competition basis, which we cannot allow.
Actually, it's not a police failure. When lakhs of people are assembled here, if there is a police action, it will have another problem.
With Sam Daniels, Neha Mary Koshi and Uma Sudhir, Rohit Rajan for NDTV.
Sneha Mary Koshi now joining us from Kollam. Sneha, apart from what's happening on the ground, now you've spoken to some of those injured, and shockingly, they're telling you that there's nothing wrong with the fireworks display. They'll even go back next year.
Well, yes, we went inside the hospital to one of the wards, which is not having emergency patients. It's just the general ward, and we were allowed inside. We went and spoke to the victims, to the injured people, and almost all of them, some of them are 40 years old, some of them are 45, some of them had head injuries, some of them had fractured arms, they had splinters in their body which were taken out. There were different kinds of injuries that they had sustained because they were the witness to the fireworks and the explosion which happened eventually. But all of them saying this was part of tradition, and it just so happened that they got entangled in the explosion, but otherwise this explosion would not have happened. That's not just one person who's saying. Most of the victims who we spoke to today had the same thing to say. When we asked them, do they realize there was something wrong which had happened there, because the rules, they were not given the permission. They said that they don't want to, they can't say anything about that directly because it's an age-old tradition which goes on inside the temple premises, and how can that not happen? So a debate between tradition and safety. But the injured people, who are of course not critically injured, but are injured with the debris which came hitting them, with the splinters which came hitting them, they have been treated and they are resting at the general ward inside the hospital. All of them practically saying that it's just part of tradition, and it so happened that the explosion happened and they were present at that, but usually it's not something that would happen.
All right, Sneha, thanks very much for bringing us all those details. It's really an unspeakable tragedy, a shocking tale of apathy and negligence, Amitabh. And really, to talk about that, we are now joined by Mr. A.K. Sharma, former Chief Fire Officer of Delhi. We are also joined by M. Shashidhar Reddy, former Vice Chairman of the NDMA. And here with us in the studio, Neelam Krishnamurthy of the Association of Victims of Upar Tragedy. She lost both her children in the Upar fire tragedy in Delhi in 1997 and has been fighting ever since for more stringent laws for man-made disasters. Thanks to our entire panel for joining us. Mr. Sharma, if I could begin with you. Now, what's most mind-boggling about this unimaginable tragedy really is, well, just how was something like this allowed to happen? We know the government had denied permission for fireworks. The district collector had clearly put her foot down. You still had the temple authorities going ahead in this brazen manner. The question, sir, is that even though there seems to be little doubt about the culpability of the temple authorities here, is it enough for the government to say we had denied permission? Shouldn't someone have gone and perhaps inspected the site and prevented the tragedy?
Yes, absolutely. Let me first begin with saying that my heartfelt condolences to all the affected people in this accident. You rightly said, though probably as the news comes in, as the information available, the management has not been allowed any permission from the authorities. But then, in spite of that, the show has was going on. And looking at the crowd, one tends to believe that there must be legal law authorities present at the site, and they should have taken enough precautions and should not have allowed, in fact, since though no permission was there, the event should not have been allowed further. They should have been stopped from firing the fireworks.
Mr. Reddy, as the NDMA, give us a little idea as lay people. Do you actually step in only after a disaster happens, or are you also looking at ways of preventing it?
No, actually, I'm out of the NDMA since 2014 June. But NDMA did look at, you know, in terms of crowd management, we had given a suggestive framework for preparing crowd management plans. All these organizations where gatherings, you know, large crowds gather, are to prepare their plans on this basis. The overall disaster management plan is something which the district administration looks at, and then whether it is a social gathering, whether it's a religious gathering or a political gathering, it is all you know, something which should become. We had a tragedy in Sabarimala a couple of years back, and this keeps happening in Madhya Pradesh. More than 100 people died while they were proceeding to a temple. So crowd management becomes an important thing. But here I think it's more than the crowd management itself. It is the accidental catching fire of the illegally stocked fireworks and explosives within inside the concrete building, which got ignited by the fireworks that were actually lit. And this also exposes the fact that, you know, the standards followed while preparing fireworks, even if it had to be legally allowed and permitted,
right,
this accident could have taken place, because it sometimes, you know, even in fire crackers during Diwali, we see rockets. You know, they go in a wrong direction, in a different
right.
direction. Sometimes this can be dangerous.
Right.
So the issue here has been the stocking of the explosives in the and the fireworks
right.
inside the building, which in large quantities.
Right. So many questions there, really. We'll discuss that in greater detail in just a bit. But let me first go across to Neelam Krishnamurthy. Ma'am, you lost both your children in the Upar fire tragedy in Delhi back in 1997. Is this a horrible sense of deja vu for you, that even after all these years, nothing's changed? We've not learned any lessons?
Well, Neha, first of all, let me my condolences to the bereaved families who've lost their loved ones, because I really know what it means to lose your loved ones. Every time I see this, and I feel miserable, and I feel I have failed miserably. I have given 19 years of my life trying to ensure that these kind of tragedies do not occur, or maybe we could avert some of them, but unfortunately I have failed miserably. There are just two things I need to say. The first and the foremost thing I need to say, I'm quite sure nobody even recollects it, that we've had innumerable man-made disasters in India. Upar fire tragedy is the only man-made disaster which has reached up to the Supreme Court, where they've been convicted. But unfortunately, the owners have been allowed to walk free. Their sentence has been substituted by paying 60 crore for a trauma center. Now, we all know Supreme Court sets up a precedence in the country. Everybody is going to cite this judgment. Tell me which man-made disaster, which accused is not going to take advantage of the Upar tragedy judgment. So, I sincerely hope my judgment is under review, that the judges will really review their own judgment and give such a judgment which will have a deterrent effect, with a strong message to the society that the wrongdoers or the people who endanger human lives by breaking the rules will think twice before doing that. So we really sincerely hope that happens.
Ms. Krishnamurthy, government after government, whether it's the UPA, now the NDA, you've been fighting for more stringent laws. You're talking about precedence in this case. Now, both Upar and even Kolkata, when the flyover fell, the company or the people responsible were arguing that this is an act of God.
Well, they argued this even in a Upar fire tragedy. Mm-hmm. There's act of God. I've been listening to Mr. Jethmalani in the courts for the last 19 years. Mm-hmm. Every time the defense counsels have advanced this argument. In fact, I've now got immune to such a statement. So that was the only reason why I thought, after the High Court upheld the conviction of Ansel's but reduced the sentence to 1 year, I realized the courts are not going to do anything, because we moved an application for enhancement of the charge. The courts didn't do that. So we realized the need of the hour was to bring in a new law to deal with the man-made disaster. Why should a person who was responsible for killing one person be charged with 304 part 2, that is culpable homicide, but whereas somebody who is responsible for killing 59 people is charged with 304A? And similarly, if you here you've had more than 100 people, why should they be charged under 304? Whereas yesterday, the accident case, everybody is saying that boy should be charged under 304. When you have killed more than 100 people, there has to be a special law, a special section in the IPC to deal with man-made disasters. When such kind of people who are disregarding every single rule in the book just because they want to make money, they want to endanger human lives, why should you not book them in a separate act where there is a minimum punishment of 14 to 20 years? I mean, at least minimum for 14 and maximum 20. At least there will be some deterrence. Otherwise, because everybody in our country knows that such mass tragedy, nobody ever goes behind bars, and they know the bail, they're all entitled to get bail, they'll all get bail, life will go on, trial will drag on for decades. By the time they reach the Supreme Court, they'll be too old, they'll sign a part judgment, and they'll say, we're ready to substitute this with X amount of money, and please let us walk free.
Our most stringent clause, really, the answer, ma'am, we'll dwell on that a little later on the show. But before that, let me go back to Mr. A.K. Sharma. Sir, what's really, there are so many shocking aspects to this entire story. Not only did the temple that we're talking about ignore the decision of the district collector, not only did they ignore the complaints of the local residents who had repeatedly raised a red flag over this issue, they in fact did not even follow the most fundamental safety guidelines, such as maintaining a distance of at least 100 meters between the devotees and that stockpile of firecrackers. Now, isn't that absolutely shocking? Question really is, how can something like that be allowed? Wasn't the government in a sense looking the other way?
Yes, absolutely right. You've correctly pointed out the safety distances were flouted, permission was not granted, permission or even in spite of that the fireworks show went on. It means in spite of not having a permission, we are trying to do a thing which is not allowed under the law. And that is why, since precautions were not taken, the accident has happened. It might be happening over a period of time in the past. It has not happened by grace of God, yes, but now since precautions are not taken,
let me take to the State Home Minister Ramesh Chennithala, who joins us now on the phone line. Mr. Chennithala, you spoke to our correspondent Sam Daniel in Kollam, and you were saying when he asked you why did the police not take action when those fireworks were going off, you said that it's possible that they feared a law and order situation because there were so many thousands of people there.
Yeah, that is correct. That point of time, it was not possible to take action. If we would have taken action, there would have been another firing. Police should have resorted to firing.
But sir, many have raised questions about that statement of yours, sir. Sorry for coming in. But many find that statement of yours very objectionable, sir. Isn't that a total abdication of responsibility? Are you saying the government is completely helpless?
No. The government is not at all helpless. Government is, the point I wanted to make is that there was lakhs of people were assembled there. There was no permission for having this kind of a program, the fireworks competition. And when these people violated the norms and done that, at that point of time, it was not advisable to take any action. But at the same time, we have taken action against those people who have violated the law. Nobody expected that such kind of a thing will happen. It started at 10 o'clock, went up to 3:30. All of a sudden, this accident happened, which never anybody visualized.
But Mr. Chennithala, like you're pointing out, it started at 10 and went on to 3:30. Now, lots of rules being flouted here. Even Supreme Court laid down rules where you're talking about, here we're talking about safety, but they were talking about decibel levels. They were talking about noise levels as well after 10 p.m. Lots of rules being flouted there. And the fact that, like you were saying, lakhs of people were present there. They were probably present there because they knew the fireworks were going to happen. So how did the administration not know that?
Yeah, there are certain norms, well-established laws there in the, and they have been flouted. So the police had already taken action on that. Case has been registered, and temple office bearers, well, this is a private temple.
It's sir, not if I could ask you this question, sir, nobody is saying that the temple authorities are not culpable. Certainly they flouted the norms and therefore adequate punishment should be meted out to them. But the question that we are asking is, can the state government wash its hands of what happened, sir? Because you are saying, yes, there was no permission for fireworks. Let me read out to you, sir, what an area resident actually said today. She said, this time permission was not granted, but a pamphlet was circulated on Saturday, which mentioned prizes for the best fireworks show, which means it was very well known that despite no permission being granted, this show was going to take place. Sir, why did the government look the other way?
No, the district administration has not given any permission. Police asked them to follow all these norms, and they promised that there won't be any competition. Competition was stopped. Only thing is that fireworks will be there. But all these norms were flouted by these people. And there was not in the police was not in a position to take action at that point of time. And that is, and nobody visualized there will be an accident. All of a sudden, the accident took place.
Right. Taking on that point, Mr. Chennithala, there are reports that a nearby temple also had a similar fireworks display. You saying you're taking action against people responsible and will continue to do so in this case, but no action there because there was no accident.
No. See, all over the state, there are fireworks programs by organizing by various organizations and the temple and churches, etc. So we have well-established norms for that. If anybody is flouting, we are taking strong action. Recently in Cochin, same kind of a thing happened, two people died. All these people are under bar.
Sir, the question is, there was such a massive congregation of people, there were some 15,000 devotees, and the fact that such huge quantities of firecrackers had been stockpiled there, how is it possible that the government was not aware of this, sir? The district collector spoke to us clearly today saying that there was no permission for any kind of fireworks, sir. It's not just about competitive fireworks. She clearly told us there was no permission for any kind of fireworks. So how did the temple authorities manage to do this right under the nose of the administration?
No, that we can only came to know about after the proper inquiry. So that is why we had registered a case and inquiry is going. Inquiry has already started by the crime branch, and also the government of Kerala instituted a judicial inquiry by a retired high court judge, Mr. Krishna Nair,
which
and
will take 6 months
already
at the very least.
Hello?
That will take at least 6 months. But now they are also reporting.
No. Till not take six months. My crime branch is already on the job. They have already started the working. That is the face of the case. But judicial inquiry, we have to give their time. Then only they will examine all this.
Right. Mr. Chanitala, there are also reports that the temple trust or whoever runs this particular temple is so powerful in that area that they can get away literally like they have in this case with murder.
No. That is not the case. Their issue will be taken into account. The points which you raised also will be inquired by the police. If anybody will be guilty or anybody is out of the laws, and we will take strong action on that.
So, final question
from the government side.
So, final question before we let you go. You are saying that strong action will be taken against whoever is responsible. But the question that people are asking is, why was this tragedy not prevented in the first place? So, the question really is, could this have been a result of political patronage? This is election time. Temple authorities, as Amitabh mentioned, tend to be powerful. Perhaps they can even swing votes. And therefore, did they believe that they had political patronage which would allow them to get away with something like this?
Anyway, they are not connected with my political party or the government side.
So we're not talking about any particular party, sir.
No. You don't point the finger on us. The point is that no political patronage is there. This is a system. This is a culture. This temple was doing this program for so many years, and nobody visualized such an accident will take place there. When we came to know about that, already we started inquiry about this, and this tragic action and strong action will be taken on those people who are responsible for this. No laxity will be there from the part of the government or the police.
Ramesh Chanitala, the Home Minister of Kerala, thanks for speaking to NDTV. Mr. Reddy, if I can bring you in there. Now, how do you react to the view of the Home Minister there and possibly of the government as well, since he is in such a position, that the police couldn't take action because of the numbers of people there? You were talking about crowd management.
Well, crowd management, you know, how crowd involves, you know, how they're safe, avoid stampedes and things like that. You know, normally
he said if the police had taken action once the fireworks started, it could have led to a law and order issue, and that's why they didn't take action.
Yeah, I mean, the situation on the ground, he is fully conversant with the situation on the ground, and probably that was the assessment made by the people
right
at the ground. But, you know, in the general terms of crowd management, you know, what normally happens in such cases is stampedes and things like that. You know, people have died because of stampedes and things like that. So,
right.
Here, the fireworks is a different dimension. It's not simply managing crowds to move along safely, you know, proper exits and things like that. But this was apparently in an open area.
Right.
But I think the whole thing needs to be looked at very seriously, in the sense that in future, I mean, there has to be a rethink.
Absolutely.
Know, tradition versus safety, as you had pointed out.
Really need to be taken to ensure that such tragedies can be prevented going forward. Let me now take that to Ms. Krishnamurthy. Ma'am, you heard what the Home Minister of Kerala there said. React to that. Is it frustrating to see this buck passing that we normally see after every such tragedy?
Well, it always happens like that. But one thing I'd like to just point out here, while you were talking to him and you were telling the Home Minister that on Saturday there were pamphlets which were being distributed, then how come the state authorities didn't know about these pamphlets? And if they knew about these pamphlets, they could have gone and raided the place and they could have confiscated all these firearms.
Exactly.
Why didn't they do that? So yeah, they have failed in their duties. Because when they know they have not allowed them to have the fireworks, why didn't they just go ahead and do the raids when the pamphlets were there for everyone?
Mr. Sharma, how do you prevent something like this? Now, we saw the event in Mumbai on the beach where there was a fire. There were top officials from around the world. There, they had already conducted checks. They had had drills. They had procedures in place, and not a single person was injured.
Yes, though, you see, when you inspect, you see all the fire precautions basically being taken, and in spite of that, if an accident takes place, those precautions will ensure that there is a minimum loss to the life. Talking of this particular incident, I think the more proactive action on the part of the district administration would have prevented probably this accident itself. When there was no permission, I think if the district authority would have, as and when the fireworks started, and mind it, it went on for hours together. Now, if somebody would have come forward and asked the management of the temple to stop this, the incident would not happen. There would be no problem as far as the crowd management is concerned.
A proactive approach is what was required, sir. Thanks very much for that. I give the last word to Neelam Krishnamurthy. Ma'am, we've run out of time. Quick 20 seconds. You believe stringent laws are the answer, but many fear that they may just remain on paper.
No, definitely. But they have to, the government has to ensure that they bring in the law and they enact it. Don't we bring in every other law? Don't we just follow up the law? And that's for the courts to deliver. Let there be speedy justice for mass tragedies. And I appeal to the Prime Minister and all the political parties in this country, do something. Don't just go and visit those people and make your brownie points and politicize the issue. Please bring in this law because maybe you don't want to bring in the law because it makes the corporate sector unhappy, but corporate sector is not your vote bank. Ordinary citizens of this country are your vote bank. These are the ordinary citizens of India who are dying in this man-made disaster. So please bring in this law at the earliest.
Right. Neelam Krishnamurthy, Mr. Reddy and A.K. Sharma, it's not just deterrence but prevention that is the answer.
Absolutely. Very strong words there from Neelam Krishnamurthy, who's obviously been a victim of one such tragedy in the past. We thank our entire panel for joining us on this discussion. Thanks very much for watching.